This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information, head to joy.org.au.
This is the sound of now on Joy 94.9.
Joining us at the studio right now, 19-year-old pop star out of Melbourne, crushing it right now. We're talking about Remy Andre. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome.
So good to have you in studio. You are our first, or my first, live post-COVID guest inside this building.
Oh my God, I'm so honoured.
It's great to have you in, man. How long, we're going to get to your story, right? Because you're 19. How long have you been making music?
I've been making music like my whole life.
How far back does it go?
Violin, four?
Yeah, violin when I was four. And then like when I was like 10, I started like messing around on GarageBand. So there's like bits and pieces like online. There's me dancing and singing to Miley Cyrus like when I was 12, like in my bedroom on YouTube.
Oh, we've all been there.
I can't believe I just exposed myself. Yeah. But yeah, only in the past year have I like actually like been, you know, releasing some stuff and like getting serious about it. So yeah.
What's the reaction been like? How have people been finding it?
Literally amazing. It's been such a good time. I mean, it was really interesting like releasing in COVID, like not really having any prospects of like live performance. So really focusing online, like digitally and all that sort of stuff, which was really interesting. But it was a great experience.
With an eye to eventually go live at some point, or are you just looking specifically for, because I was chatting with Sachi on the show last week, and they were talking about how when COVID hit, they were like, well, what if the songs we make are headphone songs rather than like live audience songs, so that they sound really sick in the headphones? Was that the consideration?
Well, yeah, and honestly, like with this type of music, like pop music and synth and all of that stuff, there always is an element of like, how are we going to do this live? Are you going to have live musicians? Are you going to do it backing track? Right now I'm thinking about, you know, when I do get to do a live show, what am I going to do? And that was something that I wasn't considering during COVID. And then now that we're all back, it's like, oh, now I can actually think about this.
And is that exciting or daunting?
It's a bit of both. Like, I have never done a headline show, and that's kind of my goal for this year. So it's a bit scary. I have no idea how it will go. Just like considering all of that now.
Well, you got to have a few songs.
Yes.
To do a whole show, right?
Yeah.
So how many songs have you got out at the moment?
So I've got two songs. I've got Blush and Flip Me Out. One's coming up right around the corner. And then I think I'm looking at an EP soon, hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah, nice. Are we talking in time for Christmas? So people can have it on their Christmas wish list to go and buy a physical copy of it, go buy a vinyl or something?
I will aim for it. I'm not going to box it in, though.
Oh, come on.
No, I get it. Like, the world moves quickly and something might happen and you go, you know what, I just want to try this whole new other project, whole new idea.
Totally. And also, like, nowadays, even EPs are, like, not really what people are wanting. Like, with the digital market, Spotify and everything like that, people are just releasing single after single after single, and that seems to be, like, when you're starting out, kind of the more sustainable option than releasing an EP and then having a big break.
Yep.
Whereas if you keep the consistency going, people can be more interested.
You grew up in Margaret River, Western Australia, pretty beautiful part of the entire world.
Yeah. Yes.
And I understand your parents are both musos.
Yeah. My dad was like in a full on like rock band, like multiple.
Yeah.
And my mum did like literally like 90s gay bangers, like in like the 90s, like full on like house songs.
You didn't stand a chance, man. That was just guaranteed that was going to happen. This is how always this is going to turn out.
Yeah. And I literally like didn't even know, like, she's such a humble person now because now she's a therapist. So she kind of like left that all behind. And I didn't really know that like that was like what she did. And then like recently, like, I was digging through like boxes and I find this like old thing, So Fresh type like CD.
Yeah.
And I'm looking on it and there's like a song by my mum and I like listen to this. I'm like, how have I never heard this?
So she never told you?
Like, didn't really like sit down and tell me. Like, I kind of heard bits and pieces. I knew she was involved in music, but nothing like that. Like full on like hits.
How does it sound listening back to it?
Oh, it's literally like, it's like amazing. And it's really cool. Like very of the time, like 90s kind of house stuff. Yeah.
Cool. You got the kind of 80s, 90s sound that you're bringing in this in Flip Me Out. Tell us about this song.
So we were in like lockdown and full on like Melbourne lockdown, that second one. I went and was staying with my parents and my brother was like playing this like riff on the piano. My younger brother, he was 15 at the time. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I need that. Like, and so that's the piano that you hear.
I've got that image of, you know, when siblings fight, give it to me, it's mine, no, it's mine.
Yeah, that's how our family kind of does it. Like, when there's fights, it's all about that. So he was actually really good about it. And he was like, yeah, sure, take it. Like, I'm not going to do anything with it. So I, like, wrote over it. And I was like, what do we really want to be doing right now? I don't know about you, but if for me it was like, I want to be in a club dancing. Like, my ass off. So I was like, I'm going to make a song that I can do that to. And yeah, that's kind of how that came about.
So what's the heart of this song? Flip Me Out. Tell me what it's actually about.
It's just about that, like, thoughtless, like, love. Like, that feeling of, like, when you're at the start of a relationship and you just, you know, that just, like, spark, that joy that comes with that. There's no worries, like, about what the future's going to hold. It's just that, it just encapsulates that feeling.
Just new love and reckless abandon.
I just want to go dance now.
You're going to, at some point, you know, you're going to be able to, like, dance in a club to this track, right?
I know. I mean, I'm aiming for it. If anyone knows any DJs out there, like, please spin my track.
We have a lot of DJs that listen to this show, so we are about to spin this track. We play it a lot here at Joy. We think it's amazing. I love it.
Thank
you. Do
you
want to intro it for us?
Sure.
Actually, before that, where do people go to get it? How can they find a copy of it?
Yeah, so on Spotify, all of the like digital platforms, Apple Music, all of that stuff.
Bandcamp?
Yep.
I'm saying that the music nerds know what I'm saying. When I'm saying, hey, check out the Bandcamp, okay? Check out the Bandcamp.
Yes, thank you.
Over to you.
Yep, so this is Flip Me Out by Remy Andre.
Find the full playlist on the Joy website, joy.org.au/thesoundofnow.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.